98.6.
The Mouth.
And who cares what happened in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We never did, and who helped you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
Well, fuck you! Call me a bitch, you cheeky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Coming in the name of...
Hey everybody, good evening. Madhouse Radio is back on the air. With me here as always is the venerable Milkman Milk. I tell the people what's going on, Milkman.
Hello, Carlito. Roger's Guardian. Roger's Guardian.
Yeah.
Mercedes and Boo.
Thank you for blowing everybody's eardrums out, man. It's good to have you here, Milkman. Yeah, man.
You know what it's like with us old people.
Milkman is the owner of a new house. Milkman just closed on a new house, everybody. So let's hear a congratulations for Milkman closing on his third house.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking, man.
Awesome, dude. Buying up all that property in the Virgin Islands.
This sucker down.
Milkman is an old plantation owner, man. The oldest, the last plantation owner is Milkman.
That's right.
In the Virgin Islands.
That's plantation. Right. I was one of the very first Amish families right here. In the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, I think our audio is way too loud. Let's bring that down to 10. Not you, Milkman, just everybody else. There we go. This way we're not completely blowing our listeners' eardrums out. I apologize by it. I just want to let you know, first of all,
I'm looking at the scope and it looks pretty good.
All right, thank you, Milkman. Thank you, man. Hey, Milkman, gold star already, man. Good deal. Doing good, Milkman, tonight. Awesome. Good boy. Right, Milkman. Scope is scoped out. All right, we had several brief, you know, 1 second power outages here. I guess they're called interrupts in the electricity utility industry. We had several of them here at around 10 o'clock when I started trying to get ready.
What kind of excuse is that?
Well, I'm 46 minutes late starting the show because we were having power outages, and there was one right as the intro was starting. That luckily did not knock down the router or the server or the modem. Huh? Yes. I don't know, dude. But we are, just to warn you ahead of time.
I used to work for FPC. They were a lot better.
FPC is a lot better than FPL. FPL is crap. We have FPC. But it's not FPC anymore. It is now Progress Energy, my friend.
Okay.
Progress. Yeah, you worked at the nuclear base or whatever. Not the nuclear
FCC,
base.
Yeah.
You worked.
I worked at the nuclear plant. Yeah, I worked at the nuclear plant.
Crystal River. Yeah.
Called Crystal River.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. FPL.
2, 3, 4, 5.
FPL is trying to open up a nuclear, a new nuclear reactor, nuclear power station, in a very environmentally sensitive area of the state, and there's a lot of fighting against it right now. So they got a lot of bad publicity.
Well, tell me about right that, now. Man. I'm really interested to know about that.
Well, I'll let you know on our other show.
What's the location of that?
I'll let you know on the Mouth Roundtable show, which is on every Monday night on the Madhouse Radio Network.
Cool.
Be sure to check that out. We've been on a lot of listeners on the Mouth Roundtable every Monday night, man. We've been getting a lot of listeners, really positive stuff. It is not this show. It is a real show, let's say. But we have fun here also. Anyway, man, it's Thursday, August the 2nd. It's 10:48 p.m. I'm having power outages. You're listening to Madhouse Radio. We're going to take it easy tonight. Reclude, Big Reclude, John Reclude, the man, will be calling in tonight.
Yes, yeah. I'm talking. All right.
Big Reclude.
What a treat, Carlito.
What a treat. Yeah, he's an awesome pranker, and we need to talk to him about some business, but business nonetheless.
Yeah, let's get caught back.
Milkman, what's going on in the news? I heard a school bus collapse on a bridge or something in Minneapolis, right?
Yeah, I think it was a little yellow school bus that was lost from Florida.
Oh, yeah?
And it was overweight. It had, like, one extra heavy fat ass in there, and it caused the bridge to buckle.
What's his name? What's his name?
The failure of the bridge.
Was his name Prankmaster? That's right.
Well, fortunately, he had his blue raft with him, and no one else survived.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, And luckily, the bus had a blue raft on it, which all the kids jumped on. As the no, seriously though, there was a bridge collapse here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. So we just want to take a moment of silence. Milkman, can you cut the music off for me, please, my good friend?
Okay, hold on, please. Everybody bow your head for a moment.
Let's all just take a moment of silence here. We're going to ring the bell two times for the victims of Bridgegate 2007. All right, there we go. All right, well, let's hear it for the dead, everybody. What is it we play, Taps?
Yeah, the Dead rocks, man. Yeah. I like him.
That reminds me. Grateful Dead radio station is opening up on Sirius, man.
Cool.
Yeah. How about that?
You know, I heard Jerry Garcia is actually going to host it, man.
They should have the ghost of Jerry Garcia do a show on that station. No, seriously, you know what, Milkman? We'd totally be
no,
like
not
that.
Not the ghost, the host.
Milkman, if we ever, yeah, the host, yeah. Seriously, though, if we were at a funeral, I think we would do just that. We would be talking through the taps part of it, just having a common conversation. No, no, so... A bridge collapse in Minneapolis. I don't know what else to say about it. A horrible thing. I don't know why they had to interrupt my my TV show last night, American Inventor. The local news broke in to give me a story in Orlando. The Orlando local news broke in to a live show, finale of a very good reality show, in order to give me an update about the bridge collapse in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I ask you why this happened. I don't know why the Orlando News Department was breaking into...
I think the main news was is that Prince was not in any way in harm.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Prince is safe, and fuck, dude. Hey, man, let's play some Prince right now. What do you say? Let's do some prank calls, man. We'll talk about news stories.
Oh,
maybe.
Man. Yeah, man.
Fuck
let's
that,
do
man.
That shit.
That's right. Let's play some Prince. I don't have any Prince. Ooh, you know what I got? Milkman. All right, we got two Prince
1999.
Songs. 1999. No. Listen now. We have two possible
Prince.
Songs.
Yellow Rain.
No, listen. We've got When the Doves Cry or Bat Dance. Remember Bat Dance?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Bat Dance, man. Let's play some Bat Dance.
No. Fuck Bat Dance.
Bat Dance, man.
Fuck that,
come
man.
On,
Doves
dude.
Cry. I'm going to kill freaking Dove. I'm going to wring his neck.
Oh, shit. All right, well, here goes the Milkman and his fantasy of killing doves. We'll be calling people next.
All right. Marmalade jam on... freshly roasted dove breast.
From Lonesome Loser next, we are calling the Tickle Pink Inn. Tickle Pink Pink Inn.
Sorry we're not available to take your call at this moment. Please leave your name and number and we'll get back to you. If you're calling about our youth hours, youth ages 14 to 21 are welcome to join us here Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3:30 to 8:30.
That sounds like a 10-year-old on the phone, Milkman. Can you believe this? They're corrupting the youth.
Please visit us on the web at www.odysseyyou.
It sounds like Juke, man.
Yeah, I think it's Juke. That's what happened to Juke.
At the tone. When you are finished,
oh, man, let's leave a message for Juke, everybody.
Cancel, press star.
Hey, Juke, what's up? It's Carlito and the Milkman. Say hi, Milkman.
Yeah, hey, hi, Milkman. We got a dirty sand.
Yeah, look, Jupe.
For you.
Milkman behave. Jupe, dude, it's awesome that you come out, and congratulations on your job leaving answering machine messages for the Gay Youth Information Club, dude. Reach us out. You know the number. Madhouse is here for you, man. Later, Jupe. Okay, take care. Jupe, everybody. Jupe.
So that's where the Jupster went, everybody. Awesome. No, that's not Jupe, Milkman. All right, that's not funny. Jupe would never do something like that. That is not.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you know, and here's one thing I like to say, Ted.
Kind of like had that little tiny black mustache or brown mustache.
Who? Prince? Prince did. Prince does have a little gay mustache.
No, Jupe.
Yeah, well, so does Prince, and we're talking about Prince still. Ted Webb says, this just in, Prince
Jupe
is gay.
Jupe is bi.
No, well, Jupe is bi, but Prince is gay.
No.
Do you think Prince is gay? I think Prince is
no,
is
no,
most...
no. Prince is bi. Prince is definitely bi. He's admittedly bi.
Oh, really?
I'm a big fan of Prince.
Oh, you're a big fan of bi, too, huh? All right. Good, man. Well, that's good.
Yeah, and I'm a fan of KDK. He's bi.
KDK's bi?
I don't know.
Holy shit.
No.
KDK is a bi? Wow, man, I had no idea.
I can't confirm none of this because I don't sleep with any of them. I just go by the going talk.
All right. All right, here's what we're doing. We're calling next the American Legion Post 98. Post 98 of the American Legion. This is in Minnesota.
Okay.
Charges as listed on the back of your card and poster.
That song was gay. Milkman, never play that song again. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, guys. This is Milkman. Now you know why they call me the Milkman. Any
That's right,
second.
I'm working at the Gay Odyssey Hotline.
Yeah, the Tinkle Pink Inn or whatever it is, it didn't ring. It did just what this is doing here.
Tinkle Pink.
Tinkle Pink. Dude, man, with the network difficulties, man.
I've got a tinkle. Can you hold on for a minute?
See if this goes through.
Dude, there's one song in play that kind of reminded me of that rapper in Half Baked, that Smokeweed guy, man. I don't know what that is, but I always like that one. You have to play it for me sometimes.
The rapper, the guy that says smoke weed? I don't know who that is. Who the hell would ever
weed, you know, that guy, you know, with some kind of rap song you play like that.
I had no idea what you do, Milkman, man. Take it easy, all right, man? You're going to turn off the new listeners with all that. Jesus Christ. All right, let me try the Tickle Pink in again. These numbers aren't going through.
Fred Stanford Ripple Pink.
I'm trying Ripple now. Hang on, let's see. Oh, there we go. Ripple it is, man. You got to say Ripple Pink every time you do a...
calling the Tickle Pink in. Elizabeth speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Liz, how you doing, babe?
I'm doing well.
Can I ask you to speak up a little bit? I'm in a crowded bar. Ma'am?
Yes?
Okay, thank you. Just a question about your establishment there. Have you ever thought about looking into the investment of Ripples?
No.
Do you know what I mean, though?
No.
This is not a sales call, but I came in the other day and I noticed you didn't have any, and it would really be convenient if you actually had the Ripples there.
Would you like to speak with the manager?
Is he going to be mean to me or nice?
You'd have to check with him.
Okay, what's his demeanor like today? Is he calm today? Oh.
I'll transfer you.
What's his name?
What?
I asked his name.
Hello, you've reached the desk of Mike Curto. Please leave me in.
Transferring call. Please hold.
Bastards.
Special off-season rates are available December through March. Please ask your reservationist.
Okay, this ain't working there. Let's try something else, everybody. Hang on, fuckers.
No answer there, Milkman. No answer. I am now unmuting Milkman. Milkman is off of punishment. Congratulations, Milkman.
No, I was asking, inquiring, could you please play the Fred Sanford clip that I sent in as a segue to our next call, because Ripple is the main subject of the clip that I sent.
That's right. Sanford and Son Ripple, here we go, on request from Milkman. It's an all-request weekend on 98.6 The Mouth.
Hey, this calls for a toast,
hey,
man.
Right on, Pops, because you are the top. You could drink you a
toast. Yeah, well, I drink to that. I drink to anything.
And we really didn't plan on you being at the party.
Well, it's my house. I should be at the party. And I got a pot of stew and some Ripple.
Ripple?
Uh-huh. Are you kidding? I got a fancy wine called Beaujolais.
All right, then.
Beaujolais?
Beaujolais.
Well, we just pour it in the Ripple and call it Beaujolipple. Y'all got anything to drink?
No, all we had was some French furniture polish. Baruge your leg across.
Hey, look here. Reach inside my coat here. Reach right in there.
Second.
Ripple! Oh, this is what we were asking for.
Yeah!
Yeah. Oh, Ripple! Thanks, Pop!
And here we are.
Come on, sakes.
Rust Pasta, this is Eris.
Yeah, man, how you do?
Hello.
Yeah, man. How rasta is your pasta?
It's pretty rasta.
Y'all put it in your hair like it's Rastafari hair.
Uh-huh.
Do you have red and green rasta pasta?
Yeah, who is this?
I am so white.
You are so white. Who is this?
I am an American.
Is that Aaron?
I have no clue who it is.
It's Aaron, hi.
It's Aaron, huh?
Hey, how you doing? Oh my god.
You're a fucking weirdo.
So my boyfriend, he pulled out his cock and he was like, kiss it. And I was like, yuck,
did
right?
Did you get the Dirty Sanchez?
No. He said, kiss it. And I was like, gross, right?
Right.
Yeah. So what would you do in that situation?
I'd be like, okay.
Would you go or go?
I'm going to hang up now unless you'd like me to hand you over to your girlfriend.
Okay, please.
Okay, bye. Hello?
Hey, babe, what's up?
Nothing. Working.
I need dinner by the time you're home. You get 10 minutes for shower, and then dinner. On the table, hot. You understand me?
Who is this?
This is your boyfriend.
This is not my boyfriend.
Yes, it is now.
No, it didn't sound like
I am your boyfriend. Your mother gave you away to me. Did you not hear her just now?
No, I didn't.
Well, she said you're my girlfriend now. So when you get home, I would kindly give you 10 minutes for a shower or maybe a horse bath, you know, just a sponge bath. Get that sweat off of you and making dinner.
All okay? Right, I'll work on that.
Something
bye.
With not too much garlic. Okay, there we go. That's as far as we get, man.
You have $3.
I sent you a message in TikTok. Your boyfriend.
Jack Masterson. Yeah, your boyfriend told me to call you. We got to do a Jack Masterson call, my friend. Jack Masterson, my friend. Yeah. Okay. So, Milkman, anything else in the news going on that we should know about? I don't think so, right? Is that about it?
Yeah. The impeachment proceedings for Carvito Gonzalez, the Attorney General.
Boring.
Rapidly on the way, thank goodness.
So what? He's Alberto Gonzalez is going to get impeached, you think? Big deal. So what? It's not the president. It's not the vice president.
Well, that's just a start, man.
But just a start. By the time they get all
once
the way
the
up...
pulled out, then everybody starts sliding.
By the time they get close to the vice president, Bush will be out of office. He's just going to write it out, dude. It's no big deal. Cheney's not going anywhere. Bush.
Of course, they'll just make it cloture. But it'll still go down as a muddy mark, which is a nice thing to guarantee that we'll have a Democratic presidency.
Well, we got the promise from Nancy Pelosi on 60 Minutes before she got elected. She promised she would not go after the president in an impeachment process. And I think she might have said the vice president also. So, in that case, it won't happen, my friend. I don't think it'll happen. It won't. Yeah, well, you think he's going to get anything at all? They're never going to...
Hey.
It'll never get that.
Any politician that makes a promise, it's a promise that it's not a promise.
Yeah. Whatever you say, bro.
Onto the world's greatest detective.
Figure that one out. Step out in your pipe and smoke it.
Wait, what?
Smoke weed every day.
Anyway. All right, so we continue.
Yeah.
Avocados do grow on trees, Milkman. Very good. You get another gold star, man. You are kicking it.
Here.
Gold stars, Milkman. Milkman with another gold star tonight, everybody. There you go, buddy.
Yeah, man, we got purple and green ones that grow on trees here, like apples. The purple ones, they call them alligator pear.
All right. Milkman, let's do one more prank call, and we're going to have our guest call in here at the, since we're almost at the quarter hour point right here. You're listening to Madhouse Radio, 11-7.
Hey, excellent. Chip out on your mind.
11-7 p.m. Motherfuckers. I love it. I love doing a show, and I love talking to you all here every week. Thank you very much for being with us. There are, I don't know how many people we got listening tonight, Milkman. 46 people listening tonight live. Awesome.
Okay, we got 25 total.
Oh, that's not bad. Thanks, man. I like the numbers. Good numbers. Keep it up. Keep it up, everybody. Keep
all combined networks. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. What's going on? What is it? Hi, Athena. You coming to bother me? You are. Good. Appreciate that.
Everybody used to think...
We're right back after this, folks.
Well, more like a bum, sort of. A musical bum than anything else. Your
love is my... But we can't get any calls through. The company, the phone, you know, the network that does the phone card, it's inundated right now. Every night around 11 o'clock this happens. Oh, man.
It used to not, man. I think maybe our...
I can't hear you. You're talking away from the microphone.
...becoming very popular.
We're sorry.
producer network difficulty.
All right, well, hang on. Let's just shoot the shit here real quick for a little bit.
Hang up and...
We'll have to apparently give it some time. Before we can do some prank calls, unfortunately, so we'll just keep talking. Hey, guys, if you want to call in, though, well, let's tell you what. Let's go ahead and Reclude call in. Reclude. Reclude, if you're listening. Yeah, there's a lot of bullshit going on around here tonight. You know what I'm talking about? Milkman, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. I can't find Reclude at all here in my messenger. Why? Forget about your sorrow. Jesus Christ. All right, anyway, so Reclude's going to be calling in here in a moment.
Ask him to do a Bruno Vega, please. Please request that for me. I want Bruno Vega and W.C. Fields. I haven't heard them in ages, and they're my long-time-standing favorite characters of Reclude.
Awesome, dude. All right. Well, let's see if we can get a Bruno Vega call here. We got plenty
Bruno
of networks
Vega
from Lonesome
and
Loser.
W.C. Fields, please.
W.C. Fields, you know, they never go that far, but Bruno Vega, though, are good prank calls that he does.
But if you hear him, though, it's enough to bust a gut.
That's true. We'll see. All right. We're standing by for Reclude just a moment, folks. We'll be right back after.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. What y'all up to?
Not much, Reclude. It's good to have you on the line, man. That's awesome, Reclude.
This is Jonathan.
Oh, Jonathan, what's up? I thought you were Reclude for a second there. You sound a lot like him, man.
Yeah, everybody says that.
I know, we get that a lot. Hey, man, the show, it's like, you know, because you know why? Because the phone card's not working, man. We can't do prank calls, and that's what people come here for.
Well, you got your spoof card, don't you?
No, I ran that out. Yeah. Hey, Jonathan.
Yes.
Guess what's coming out soon?
What's that?
Madhouse Radio CD.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to keep the cost down on it, but it's going to have about 70 minutes worth of just prank calls, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have at least one or two brand new prank calls on there that have never been played anywhere, anything like that, man.
Okay.
Isn't that awesome, Jonathan?
Awesome.
Yeah, so Jonathan, you're a bus driver. What are your feelings on that bridge collapse where the school bus went down and all the kids survived, of course, but as a bus driver, how do you feel about that?
I didn't hear nothing about the bus falling down on the bridge. I heard about the Minnesota bridge falling down.
Yeah, it did, man. Big time. Big time. Like 4 people dead and shit. 4 people dead, and I think it's 30 injured. We got reports here coming in from my source, the arm. It's just something, you know. You're just driving on a bridge, and all of a sudden it starts collapsing, dude. I mean, what would you do? I'd gun it, you know?
I'll do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as usual, America got together, and people were doing stuff to help each other out, you know, thinking about they didn't just run away. They helped the kids out. They helped the neighbor out and the other car next to them. It's a great country we live in, man, Jonathan, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, have you called Cheese Boy yet?
He doesn't accept our block calls anymore.
That's weird.
Well, yeah, like he got that privacy blocker deal. We can't get through to him anymore, man.
It's just his wife, just the phone that's set up. He's with Nextel, and Nextel is screwing him over.
Well, can you call him on three-way?
Yeah, I don't want him getting my number.
Oh.
I can try Star 67 it.
Hey, if you try it, man, we'll stay here. We can't do any phone calls right now, but hey, if you can hook us up with that, we'll talk to Cheese Boy for you, man. We'll even play music for you, man.
All right, give me a moment.
All right, yeah, Jonathan coming in, everybody. Jonathan.
Here we go.
All right, let's see if this works. Huh, Milkman? I'm excited.
Hello, this is Pete Smith. I'm sorry.
Oh, I see. He knows. Thursday nights he gets, he knows.
Glad to return your call. Thanks.
This old train, get out of here. This old train, happy, dappy, dappy. This old train.
Oh, well.
End communication. All right, good. Jonathan, it's been great having you on as usual. Now's your chance to say your piece.
I'd like to say hello to all my fans and listeners, and I hope you have an excellent weekend.
All right, Jonathan. I hope you have an excellent weekend, too. You making a good one? USA.
All right. I'll talk with
you
later.
USA, my friend. Goodbye.
Look, man. What do you keep making noise when we're on the phone? What is that about?
I didn't say a word.
I just hear like, you know, I hear like a bunch of rustling in the background and whatnot. You know? Reckload's about to call into the show.
I did not want to interrupt that call.
Well, there was something on the line, man, and I got a lot of people complain, and even Reckload doesn't like it, man. Reckload is mad.
Okay, listen here. Just please message me. I've got a number for you. Call into the complaint department at 1-800-CRYBABY.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fuckface?
What's going on, Reclude? How you doing, brother man?
Oh, dude, man, I'm on top of the world.
Top of the world. Can't be better, huh?
Shit, man.
Right.
Fucking kind of coked up right now.
Nice, dude. So how much coke we talking about one night? What's that do?
Shit, I don't know.
What's an 8-ball, by the way?
Oh.
You see, Milkman, this is what I'm talking about. I'm pissed at Milkman, dude.
Why?
He keeps making cat noises in the background when people are on the phone. He thinks it's funny. Now he's on timeout.
Well, fucking block him, then.
Yeah, so I got to put him on timeout, man.
You got to chill out, man.
Yeah, he's got a cat, and it's in heat, and he won't spay the stupid cat.
Fuck cats.
Fuck cats, I know, right? Fucking cats, dude.
Fucking shit's annoying, man.
Yeah, dude. So what's going on with Busy Bone? Anything new?
He's came in a couple times. He might be... All right, check this shit out. Basically, let me make... 30-second story, man.
Uh-huh.
Fucking, and this he has to do with this a little bit. With basically, investors, these guys that came in have a rap rock group or whatever that I'm taking to Memphis. Or I've been to Memphis like 3 times with them, going back on the 14th, and they're going to pay 10 grand to have him do a verse.
Four grand?
Yeah, 10 grand. Cause he's
oh, 10 grand for one verse? Damn.
I swear to God, dude, it's a fucking lunatic. I don't think it, I mean, as much as I like him, I don't think it's worth it. But I guess, whatever. He just signed with Virgin, so they're all like, bleh. Fuck them.
Fuck
so
that,
whatever,
dude.
Even if they don't. Dude, we got some, I can't even, like, spill the beans right now, but next week I'll let you know if it's true or whatever. They're about to pay somebody 6 figures to be on the hit song, One Thing, man, and it's about to be like, I mean, it's somebody that's been in the top 10 with, like, 4 or 5 different songs.
Really?
I can't even say who, dude, but I'm going back to Memphis, like, next week, and... Dude's supposed to be there. I'll tell you, once it, like, happens, or, like, I know it's going to happen, then I'll say. I just...
Oh, yeah, dude.
I've been burnt so many times with bullshit, I don't even want to say.
I don't want to say shit. Yeah, I know. It's online, too. If I don't do it, someone on here is going to hear it and post, and it's going to get everywhere. And
exactly.
We don't want to get
back
on. Yeah.
But I will say this, dude. I'm being mentored by this, like, 12-time Grammy winner. That's why I'm going back, dude, so...
Cool.
He's board of directors, and I get... Dude, I got voting rights now. I can submit and vote on anything...
Awesome,
like,
dude.
Grammy-wise.
So. Really? Oh, like, okay. You get input into the Grammys, like...
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not going to matter. There's still, like, 50 million douchebags going to vote whatever.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's too many people will do that.
But I know, I'm in, dude. I'm telling you. Once you get in the system, man, start networking and shit, you can get fucking hooked up.
Yeah, you're good to go.
So, but anyway, enough of that work and shit. I got a new hot little fucking assistant.
Really?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Blonde, redhead, what's going on with that?
She's like natural blonde. She dyes her hair every once in a while. Different shit.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's fucking hot as hell. She takes around a notebook and writes everything down. I tell her to. Makes me coffee and shit.
Oh, fuck. That's the life right there, man.
What's that?
That's the life right there. You gotta...
Fuck yeah.
Get your coffee. What else you need right there?
All I gotta say is don't tell anybody, but we're... well, tomorrow we'll be doing lines and shit, but...
Cool.
Basically, what's gonna happen is... Monday, I'm taking her to fucking, like, one of these amusement parks, and we're going to do ecstasy.
I've heard stuff. Like, I know people that go to Disney on acid and ecstasy and shit. I heard it's fucking crazy, dude. Yeah. So, are you going to, like, a roller coaster park or, like, an animal park? What kind of park are you going to?
Animal park. Yeah, we're going to watch the animals fuck on it.
You're going to watch the monkeys jack off on ecstasy?
Yeah, that's the last thing I want to do.
Rubbing up on monkeys.
Girl be throwing up, and I'll have a real good time, yeah.
Throwing shit everywhere.
No, I'm taking her down to either this is a park called Kings Island, or I'm taking her up to Cedar Point, pretty much where I grew up at. Both of them, like, have the bomb coasters.
Cool.
So, I don't know, one or the other going, because I got to take a day off. I'm going to work in, like, fucking 2 to 3 weeks
interest rate.
Well, fuck that shit, dude.
What's that?
Fuck that shit, dude.
No, I can't, dude. I've been telling you, this is going to be worth it, though. I'm telling you, this is going to be, this is my big break, man. So, if I don't work that, then it's going to be half-assed, and I'm not going to get hooked up.
Oh, shit, man. You want to do some pranks, bro?
Yeah, what's up? What did you say, like, business? You want to talk business or some shit?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of music and CDs, dude, I'm finishing up a CD, and one of the better pranks that I wanted to put on there was that the Queen Mother is dead, but that's your prank, so I thought I'd at least ask you if you wanted to be on there.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Put it on there. That's fine. We're just, me and that broad to listen to it today.
Yeah? That same one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's shit. It's funny,
I was, like, playing, I was like, you know, I'm like one of the best fucking prankers in the nation.
Yeah, you are.
If I had more time, I could get better. I'm honestly, like, I can't even touch what, like, Richard and Sal and all them fucks are doing.
Yeah, they do a lot of soundboard shit, though. Man, they got a lot of people backing them up, too. They got people just, you know, getting sound, ripping up people's audiobooks to make soundboards and shit,
dude. They got interns working for them and shit. That's like a full-time operation.
They got the most resources of any prank caller out there, dude. You know, prank callers are like, they got interns and studios and shit in New York. Fucking Christ. That's not fair. It's not a fair advantage.
All I gotta say is this, and I'm gonna stop talking about the intern, but like, so anyways, like, she's pretty young. I'm not gonna say how young, but
16?
What?
16? No, I'm kidding. I'm playing.
Something like that.
It's not a prank master thing. I gotcha.
Yeah, no, it's a little better than that. It doesn't matter, dude. All I gotta say is, if you get, you know what I'm saying, you win Grammys, you do whatever, it's like, not that I have yet, but I'm going to. If you get to that point, you can do whatever, pretty much whatever the fuck you want.
Cool.
I've done coke lines with the whole family, so it's good. Don't even worry about it. But anyways, yeah, so, you know how girls post those stupid-ass surveys?
On MySpace and shit like that?
Yeah, those fucking annoying-ass surveys. So anyways, like, the first day, the couple days she started, I look at her fucking, like, I was just reading, just seeing what's in her mind or whatever, so I looked. And she's like, blah, 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 blah. This one of the questions was, who's the last person you had sex with? And you know what was on there? She's like, yeah, Jay just banged me on the mixing board.
No shit.
Yeah, I swear to God, I said, you cannot put that shit online.
Like your mixing board?
Yeah.
Oh.
Talk about me, dude.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Damn, and she put that online so fucking people could blow up her spot.
Yeah, you want to know something else that's weird?
Okay.
She's like, I want you to start calling me Lolita.
She wants you to call her Lolita. Damn. Dude, get her in one of those Catholic outfits. You know those Catholic schoolgirl things? Has she done that yet?
No, don't worry. She wears, dude, she wears, like, hot outfits every day.
I would make her, you know that Aerosmith video where the that girl, Alicia Silverstone, in that outfit? Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You gotta
do
that.
Great. I'm going to. Dude, you don't understand, though. It's not even necessary. Because it happens, like, every day.
Wow.
She's never worn a non-hot outfit.
Wow.
So,
and she works for you.
Fuck yeah, dude. She works for me, dude. She's here whenever. And fucking... And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was trying to hook up with her sister for a little bit, but her sister's a fucking fug, dumb bitch.
Really? Eh, you don't want that.
Head case drama, dude. I'm like, you know, I just left somebody deal with drama and all the bullshit, so... I'm just out having fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that, man. I hear that.
So let's make some fucking pranks.
Let's make some fucking pranks. The people are waiting for pranks here. We're ready to do pranks, everybody. Here we go. We've got, we tried the, and just to warn you ahead of time, I'm losing, the phone card is fucking up on us, so hopefully these will work. Hey, yeah, Milkman, keep things quiet over there. We got Ireland here.
Ireland.
Yeah, we got a hotel in Ireland. We got a lodge, guest house in Ireland also. Milkman wants to make sure that you try to do a Bruno Vega here if you can, possibly.
I'll try, man. But let's call Ireland.
Okay, we got Jane Moore Flanagan. We got the Benedict's Hotel. You want to try the hotel first?
What was the other one, like a person?
Yeah, Jane Moore Flanagan.
Let's try the person.
All right, we'll try the person first. I'm going to send you all three of these here. And
Jane
you should
Moore
be
Flanagan.
Flanagan. Miss Flanagan.
Like three names, or what the fuck is that shit?
Yeah, I sent you. Look in your AIM, if you're by it right now, you can see all the details. It's the first one is the one we're going to call, all right?
Okay.
All right, and while we do that, you get ready, and we're going to do a call after this. Reclude coming up with some prank calls now.
Answer your phone, you fucking bird.
Welcome to BT Answer 1531.
Man.
No, let's do it.
The person you're calling is not available. Please leave a message
let's
after the tone.
Please.
Listen, you fucking whore. I wanted to borrow some Lucky Charms off your skinny ass.
Why don't you meet me down for a pint and I'll give you a whore.
Whore.
I got a John Thomas for your mouth.
John Thomas? Not a
Langford
dick.
Cock.
That's a wang. Oh, yeah.
This you flame. Fucked it up.
I understand. Hang on.
Oh, is that
I recorded
it?
Your message.
It's going to be an interesting message for her.
Sure, back.
Listen, you fucking whore. I wanted to borrow some Lucky Charms off your skinny ass.
You meet me down for a pint and I'll give you a whore.
Got a John Thomas for your mouth.
Langford cock.
The wang. Oh, yeah.
You fucked it up.
That's a great one. Let's send that one.
All right, hang on. We'll try the hotel now, if you don't mind. All right.
It's a work of art.
Yes.
How does that sound like speaking?
Yeah. Has he been round?
What?
Has he been round lately? Hello?
Who's speaking?
Do you understand?
No.
Do you understand? Do not go on the mall.
You have
hey, we'll call right back. Hey, let's see if we can get... What an asshole, right?
Number now.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, listen. What's going on?
Who's calling?
Don't you want to answer your phone?
Who's calling you?
Listen, this is Peter.
You phoned here?
Yes.
Yes, how can I help you?
Listen. I'm in the first room, and I need some things. Listen, I'm going to tell you a secret. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
There's a pot of gold behind the first building.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, if you help me carry it, I'll give you half.
Okay.
I'll also give you a bowl of Lucky Charms, and I'll give you a wang across your face.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Do you have pointy ears and little buckles on your shoes? Which do you like better, the green clovers or which?
Whatever, no problem.
Wait a minute. You're not Irish. What are you? Where do you come from?
At this time, it's not a convenient
time. Do you bow down to that devil Allah?
This is not a convenient time.
Listen, you get on your knees and pray to Allah so I don't whip your ass.
Fuck you, bastard.
Fuck you, bastard.
Call back. We're going back.
Come
okay,
on.
Hang on. Beautiful, man, beautiful.
My favorite part was when you said pointy shoes.
What is this shit?
Find tissues. let me do the leprechaun real quick first.
Go ahead.
All right. Come on, fucking answer. Hello? Oh, I thought it was you. He will answer.
What are you doing?
We have another number ready from Lunch and Losers.
What are you doing, building bombs? Join the IRA, be a man.
Throw mortars at the airport. We got the Redcliffe Home for the Elderly in England, also in Manchester.
Oh, shit, that's a great one.
That's those are correct.
Master's handyman.
Well, you got Jack Nicholson. Evidently, you just joined, you just flew.
Well,
he
right.
ran a plane into the something.
Yeah, I guess he gets so angry, he ran a plane into Big Ben. All right. Dong. Hang on, Rick. We're called their home for the elderly now. This is in Manchester, England. Manchester.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either, man. I'm excited.
Please redial on 0161-253-5000 to speak to our switchboard.
Thank you.
Wow, what, 5576, what did she say?
You have $2.40.
Did you hear what she said at the end?
Destination number now.
Let's try, let's just call someone in England at random, hang on.
Sounds great.
I have no idea who this is.
You have 2 hours.
Let's wake up England, everybody.
2 seconds.
Before deduction of applicable fees and charges as listed on the back of your card and poster.
Okay, I'll start off as the leprechaun. We'll try that guest house again in a little bit. Maybe we'll give him a second here. Maybe he'll cool off.
Whoa.
He went out to smoke his hookah. A hookah.
Whoa.
Who will this be, everybody? A random prank.
Whoa.
Hi, this is Velma Lizzie. I'm not at my desk right now. Could you please leave a message and get back to you?
I got it.
Alright, you got it.
When you are finished recording, hang up or press hash for more options.
Hash.
Whoa, you got a sexy voice there, you bird. Woof, woof, woof. I'm gonna call you tomorrow. We're going out on holiday, you and me. Going to the beaches of Italy, and I'm gonna give you the high hard when I'm part German, you know what I mean? You guess you can call me sort of a dictator. Woof, 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 woof. Cheese in your mouth, goodbye.
To send, press 1.
Let's hear it.
Oh, let's do it.
Press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue recording,
2?
Press 4.
I don't know.
To cancel, press start.
I say
press
2.
2.
2.
Whoa, you got a bird. Woof, woof, woof. I'm gonna call you tomorrow. We're going out on holiday, you and me. Going to the beaches of Italy, and I'm gonna give you the high hard when I'm part German, you know what I mean? You guess you can call me sort of a dictator. Woof, 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 woof.
That's so stupid.
Jizz in your mouth, goodbye.
Jizz in your mouth, goodbye.
Send now. Press 1. Send a message. Send.
All right.
She has a hot voice, though.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. We all need a hand release.
Hand release. All right, let's try Marjorie Holmes instead here.
Yeah, let's keep it doing until we get a good one.
To disconnect, press 1. To enter.
Shut up.
Well, let's just send her like 10 messages.
You just keep messaging. Hey, bitch.
Enter your destination.
She just kept going.
Yeah.
Poster.
She's in.
Sorry. All circuits are busy.
God. Damn it.
Try again.
What kind of
message
fucking sand nigger shit is
this? It's been happening all night. Milkman has a barking cat, Reclude. Fucking
hell. Bye.
Answer.
What's him to do that?
What the hell?
Sabah al Nut. Sabah al
Hit. Is that German?
That's Arabic.
Dude, what's that mean?
It means I'm a fucking terrorist. I like worship the devil.
I bow my head to the sun.
By the light of Allah, it means how are you doing or some shit.
Oh, fuck that.
Like a greeting.
Fuck that noise. No, thank you. Okay, well, we can try one more here. We'll try Spar Fortfield in Ireland. This one is in Ireland, of course.
Yeah, fucking prick.
And I hear the whistle.
Hello?
Hello?
Alhamdulillah. Hello, how are you?
Fine.
Listen, I'm not really Arabic. I just want to talk to you. I'd seen you from across the room.
Oh, Tanya?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I speak to her?
Yes, hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
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 How are you, sexy?
Who's that?
What's that?
Who's that?
Randolph.
Randolph?
Mm-hmm. So how have you been?
Randolph.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's going on? So what are you up to? It's kind of early for you, right?
It's early?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, really? What time is it over there?
It's 20 to 5 in the morning.
Oh, my God. Have you been up all night again?
Yes.
Jeez, you guys do it hard over there. Actually, I'm going over there in a week.
Hello?
She's gone.
Fuck. You have $2.20.
Lost the fucking patient.
Please enter your destination number now.
Hang on, we'll try this now.
Man, they were digging it.
We're going to be collecting a debt. Let me start this one.
Go ahead.
All right, but you jump in. There, just a bunch of bullshit. So
what the hell was that?
I don't know what's going on. It's a weird night tonight, Reckler. I don't know what's up, bro. Got a lot of wrong numbers and numbers not going through, stuff like that. It happens, though, you know.
Let's fucking nail it. We still haven't got a good one yet. Shit.
Let's see. That was a submission by email. The guy, I guess he's got creditors calling him a lot. He wanted us to be like the creditors. Now, here, I've got a guy who's a big Star Trek fan and is one of the most paranoid people that this person knows.
Really?
He lives in Ohio, in Springfield, Ohio.
Oh, shit. That's kind of close. That's where all the fucking hillbillies live.
He's in his 40s, and his name is Jim Pidcock. And he always thinks that Big Brother is watching him, he says.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I know.
Sweet.
We got stuff. All right, I will call him.
Springfield, huh? Who the fuck gave that one?
I don't know. Some guy online. It's Jim Pidcock. All right, you got it?
Jim Pidcock.
Jim Pidcock. All right, we'll do that now.
Biggie.
All right, business.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, who's this?
This is, well, actually, we just called to let you know that we're listening.
This, Zeph?
Huh?
Who is this?
Oh, I just want to let you know we're listening, that's all.
Yeah, I hear you.
We know you're a pretty big Star Trek fan, that's all. And we just wanted to say
Bob,
that...
what's going on?
No, it's just, I mean, I know you think we're out to get you, but we're just... You know what I'm saying? It's just part of the government, and we're listening. That's all.
Is that so?
What's that? Hello?
You called me. I didn't call you.
No, I know, but I'm just trying to have a conversation here. So what's your favorite episode?
How you been doing, Bob?
I've been doing well.
Yeah,
extremely well. So seriously, what's your favorite episode, buddy?
I have no idea.
I thought you were a big fan.
I am.
Do you like when Shatner bangs them aliens or what? I mean, personally, I like the three tits one.
What are you doing this to me for?
What's that?
So what are you doing this to me for?
I'm sorry, you're a little bit garbled there. You have to repeat yourself clearly.
I don't know.
Okay. So how you been feeling?
I'm doing fine.
I mean, you still married and all, or what?
No, I'm not.
Well, fuck that, dude. You don't need it. Trust me.
Yeah.
I mean, so listen, we're working. Listen, I just want to let you know we're listening. Sounds good. You know, you're definitely a model citizen. We're not worried about you, but we're worried about some of the people in your town.
I don't live in a town. I live in a city.
Okay. You live in Springfield, right? Of course.
Possibly.
You do. What's that?
Hello?
If you know this, you should
Hello?
Know
this. Excuse
Hello,
me.
You live in Springfield. Of course you do.
Excuse me.
Hello?
I hate to interrupt this call, but I'm with the Illuminati. And I'm listening, too. I'm listening to you listen to him.
See, it goes a little deeper than you thought, huh?
Got you now, didn't I, buddy?
So what time should we stop by?
Mr. Pidcock?
Oh my God. So seriously, what time should we stop by? We're gonna all we're gonna have a drink, we'll discuss this in person.
Fuck some horse.
I mean, it's funny that you think it's a joke, but I mean obviously I'm a man, this is probably the same kind of person as you, that it's basically that fact
You know what I'm saying? It's proof. I mean, it has to happen for me to believe it. It has to be right in front of my face. So, no, I understand, you know.
In order to speak to me and my colleagues, you're going to have to bring a large sum of cash with you. And we can...
cash.
The way we live, we don't believe in cash.
No, that's not, I don't understand what you're talking about, cash. We're not. That's not really why we're stopping by. I mean, do you think we're from the Publisher's Clearinghouse or something? No.
Cash is nothing anymore. It's not going to be anything in the next 15 years, my friend.
For real? So what time should we stop by? I guess it doesn't matter. I mean, unless you take this seriously, we're just going to stop by whenever.
Well, until you find out where I live, I don't have anything to really worry about. I live in...
Sir, you remember when Data got the emotion chip and he was afraid to connect it to himself? We're going to turn your emotion chip off. How'd you like to live without, buddy? Without emotions, buddy? How would you like that?
Be great.
You'd never love again.
You've been married before, have you?
I have. That sucks.
A lot of hate in your heart, don't you, brother?
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, I'm gonna borrow time here with a dead cell phone battery.
Oh, you got a Nokia? What do you got?
Next time.
What's that? A Nokia you got there, buddy? What do you got?
For us to talk.
You got a Nokia or what? I said. What do you got? Samsung, Nokia.
To know all this information about me, so if you don't know what kind of phone I have, well, I guess you guys don't know me like you think you do.
We have a Motorola, I can tell. We have a Motorola, and you're on the Sprint network.
So you gentlemen have a good night.
You're on your Motorola?
We'll just, I mean, we'll just show up. Yeah, I'm sure you'll be laughing. It's cool, yeah, it's funny.
It's funny now.
Laugh it up, funny boy.
Up here.
Laugh it up, funny boy. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you guys
just...
take care.
All right, buddy. You take care.
You take care, buddy.
Okay. You have $1.
That kind of sucked.
That kind of did suck. It wasn't as funny as...
That was a disaster.
Yeah, hey, we're going to talk... Let me... Can you stay on for one more?
Yes.
Terry Crook.
Can you let me go get some Coke? Just
sure.
Put on a song.
Go
Hold on
it.
A second.
You have 1 hour, 24 minutes, 57 seconds.
No, yeah, you go ahead. You got time.
Applicable fees and charges as listed on the back of your card and poster.
Recluse Thirsty.
On this recording.
Recluse Thirsty, getting something to drink.
I was going to get some fucking Coke, but...
You can. You got time.
Hold on a second. Who is this?
Terry Crook in England. We got a rent-a-husband lawn and janitorial services in Guam.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571.
Oh, fuck you, BT shit. Right, go get your deal. I'll play a little song for like a few minutes, all right?
After the tone.
Hello?
Whoa. Listen here. I've got a fetish for assholes like you.
All right.
I need to go do a couple rails so I can be a good pranker again.
All right. You do that. I'll take another hit off the bowl. We'll be all right. Hang on, folks. Hey, Reclute, how about I take a break? Can you hold on the phone? Can you hold on the line for a few minutes? Would that be cool?
I'll put it on hold. I got to go fucking do a rail or something.
You go do some rails. We're going to take a break. Milkman's got to go take a shit, he's telling me, so.
All right.
Hang on, Reclute.
Right,
I'm going to turn you off
break.
There. All right, I'm going to put you on mute. You're not going to hear anything. Don't panic, all right?
That's fine. I'll all be right. here.
All right, folks, we're going to give the show a break here because we're running into trouble. So we're going to take about a five-minute break, get ourselves situated here again, and hopefully what we do when we come back is do some good prank calls. If not, then we'll call it a night really quickly. It's not a big deal. But in the time being, we're going to take a break. And Milkman, Gay Sulu Milkman, coming up next.
It's too doggone late.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die, I'm a Texas guy. Now let's take them high.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
I'm punching them out. All I need is this boy, man.
And you better not let me find out who you are. You crazy ass something. Because I'm going to call the real damn police.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
I don't have time for your bullshit.
Fuck you, man.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Oh, yeah? Just come over here. I'm going
to
show you.
You want to talk to your mom?
Fuck you, bitch. Motherfucker.
I told you.
Oh, we don't need
Madhouse Radio is back on the air. Recluse, is he back on the air?
Yep.
Recluse, y'all railed up there? You good to go?
Fuck yeah, dude. Hey, I was going to say, there's a number I sent you, like a local guy. I fucking don't like him, and he talks some shit about me.
Okay.
In my studio, because he's a punk little bitch. Anybody talks shit about me, all I got to say is look at my resume, bitch.
That's right. Runs a recording studio out of his parents' basement, and he's an expert in kung fu and martial arts, and he loves acid. Dude, that'd be some fucked up dude, like doing kung fu on acid.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's been done before. That'd be freaky, dude.
What a fucking moron.
Yeah, what an
fucking
ass.
Fucking beat his ass.
Fuck Bobby Joey guy. Joey Bobby.
Okay, let me see. Yeah. So we're going to call. I got a premise.
Okay.
And basically, we're going to say we heard about his studio, heard about, somebody told me about him, but I don't know who he recorded because I don't. Wait a minute. Let me ask this guy.
He coordinated with someone else. That's cool.
Oh, shit. Wrong person.
Oops. We also have a 24-hour store in the UK that smells like shit. And that's from Nunu. Confirmed. Thank you, Nunu. We got Guam Animals in Need. We got the Guam Adventist Academy. Wow. We got some crazy shit here today. We got a lot of calls. I think we're going to do... I feel pumped, man. You know?
We're going to nail this shit, dude. I got me some fucking bumps. We're going to go and do it.
Let's do it. Fuck it, dude. Come on.
Fuck yeah. I'm smoking coke. Weed in the control room.
Come doing on. Coke here on Madhouse Radio. I'm not, but, you know, Reclude is. All right, dude. You want to call yours first, then? You ready?
Let's do it. Let's fuck with this prick.
Okay, here he goes. This is some dude that's talking shit to Reclude. Are you pranking him, or do you want me to prank him?
I got a personal beef, so I think I should.
Go for it, dude. Let it loose. Let the demon loose. Hang on, folks. Here comes Reclude.
Hello?
Hey, man. Speak to Bobby.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Joe from down at Bernie's. Somebody told me that you recorded bands.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, we went to this one guy's studio over there, what's called a fucking Paper Tiger.
Yeah.
That shit was bunk as hell.
Yeah.
So I want to see if you guys, what do you charge down here?
Well, right now, we're not really open because...
Okay, well, you're not open. What do you mean you're not open?
We're running it at my studio out of a basement, and then we don't have that place anymore, and I had to move the shit to somebody else's house.
I thought you had a legit operation, so you're just saying this little transient thing then?
No.
Thought you're supposed to be good or something.
Yeah, it's all home recording and stuff. It's just
home recording
for a lot of local bands and stuff.
Yeah. What does it sound like? Where can I hear some samples?
Oh, God, I don't know. You'd have to go find a CD. Anything that says No Label Production, man.
Okay, can you tell me a band or something?
The Watchmen.
The
Channel
who?
Fuzz. Watchmen, Channel Fuzz. God, I don't even know.
You don't even know? I mean, you recorded these bands, you don't even know? I mean, how are you trying to get business?
Bro, it's not commercial at all.
Oh, it's not commercial. Oh, so you're just doing it kind of half-assed then.
I mean...
You're not even doing... I mean, do you want to do it or what? I mean, do you want to just, like, jack off? Or do you want to really do it? I mean, I'm tired of fucking around with people that don't know what they're doing.
I mean, you called me, man.
Yeah, well, I called you to ask you some questions. You're fucking sitting there, boo. You don't even know. I mean, do you run a studio or not? Will you fucking sit there and take acid, practice kung fu or what?
Excuse me?
Well, you sit there and take acid and practice kung fu or what? What do you fucking record anything or you just sit there?
No, man, we record.
Oh, okay, well, that's great. But you can't tell me any bands you fucking recorded. You don't have any samples and it's in a fucking basement and you don't even have it. So how the hell do you record?
Bro, it's not a professional studio.
Oh, okay, well, it's a half-ass one now. Okay, cool. Cool, that's great.
Yeah, it is a half-assed studio by your definition. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. Well, some people do it for a living, you know what I'm saying? I thought you were a professional studio or even, like, trying to be, but I guess, so you're just doing it as a hobby, like, like a train set or what?
That's just something I do for my own personal.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like jacking off, kind of like a personal thing. You just, like, get magazines and jack off to them. Cool.
Yeah, but, I mean, I guess it's so good that, you know, somebody gave you my number to have you call me, so...
Yeah, I just referred you. I don't know. I guess it's so fucking good that you don't even have a studio. That's... Yeah, and you don't even know what fucking bands you've done. I mean, come on.
It's for friends. Friends come through.
Oh, okay, buddies. Okay, buddies jacket like a circle jerk. Cool. I mean, yeah. So when you get what kind of equipment you got? What, you got a fucking Tascam? You got like a 4-track tape, you bounce it, you take 2 tracks and you bounce it, make 6. You got like new, latest technology, what are you recording off of? Fucking Thomas Edison cans?
Mm-hmm, and it's also absolutely nothing. It's not a studio according to you, so I mean if you're...
Okay, well cool, how about I karate chop your fucking, your mouth?
Why? Because you called me and started bitching about
it? No, because you're fucking a bunch of half-ass. I'm pissed off. I thought I was going to get a good recording, but now, you know what I'm saying, I'm just wasting my fucking time.
You know what? They're
why don't you meet me down at fucking Larry's, huh? Why don't you meet me down at fucking Larry's and be talking like that, you fucking acid head?
I'm in Florida right now, man. I don't know.
Oh, you're in Florida. What are you doing? Fucking running coke for Scarface?
That's exactly it.
Cool.
What'd you say your name was, Joe? At Bernie's?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Joe. I mean, I'm sorry somebody lied to you. It's not my fault they lied to you and gave you my number.
Yeah, what are you doing? What, are you at a dojo down there?
Exactly, bro. I'm sorry, but, I mean, I'm not the guy you're looking for.
Okay, yeah, evidently. Yeah, I was looking for somebody with a fucking pulse and some balls.
Yeah, because I apparently don't have one, but...
Well, evidently. I mean, what? You have yet to prove otherwise.
Calling people up and bitching at them. But,
no, I just want to get some, and you're just fucking sitting there and just blowing fucking smoke. I mean, what do you do? Fucking, you know what I'm saying? What do you want to be, a half-ass at everything? You don't want to do anything? I mean, shit. You want to be in a basement for all your life? Doing little karate rolls and shit?
Karate rolls?
Fucking recording fucking 2 mics for a band? How many mics you use?
How many mics? I have a AKG 440. I've got a couple other mics.
440.
They're all dynamic. Like I said, it's not professional. I don't know
who
the hell told you it's professional. It's not
commercial
at all.
Where'd you buy your mics at? Fucking Kmart?
Yeah, man. It's not even commercial. I don't know who gave you
it. It's not even commercial. Well, let's just do it half-assed. I mean, let's just record the fucking kids on the street playing basketball.
It's actually just for me, you know?
Oh, cool. Well, are you a musician?
I want to use it.
What are you, a musician?
Excuse me?
Oh, what do you play?
I sing, I play guitar.
Oh, God. Take the world by storm. You sound real into it.
Oh, yeah.
You sound real into it. Well, I guess you go far. Will you play for your fucking, your brother's girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Great. How much applause do you get? Where do you play? You play open mic at the fucking Victorians?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. But you got girls all over you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything
hey, Frankie, talk to this fuck.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing there, buddy?
Hey, who's this?
It's Frankie in the studio. How you doing, buddy?
It's Frankie in who?
It's Frankie in the studio. How you doing, buddy?
I'm fine.
Hey, buddy. Yeah. Your microphone's there. Piece of shit there, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's... For fun. I don't know who gave
for
you
fun.
The number saying it was professional and commercial and that I charge money and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you told some band that you fucking, yeah. You said, I don't do it for free. Oh, you didn't tell anybody that?
What band was that?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm pretty sure you said it.
To who? I mean, you can't.
I also heard your fucking awful guitar player, too. What kind of day job you got? You better keep it.
I plan on it.
Well, good. Keep your guitar job. What, you want to play fucking bars for a living?
Hey, man, you think you can kick my ass?
I didn't say I could.
You know that kung fu shit?
What kung fu shit?
You know that...
You're supposed to be a fucking badass white belt or something.
Hey, man, I know one move. I can kill you in one move, man. One punch in the bread basket.
So what are you doing in Florida? What, you running fucking dope?
You go...
Exactly it.
Low flying planes, what do you got? The whole deal?
Do what?
Low flying planes, what are you doing over there?
Yeah, that's it, man.
Hey, man, you know what I heard about this cat here? He took a shit in the toilet. Oh, man.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, people usually shit in the toilet.
He took his shit in the toilet, man. He should have seen it. Oh, man.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you got to say?
What do I have to say?
Yeah, when you come back to Ohio?
I actually don't know. I kind of ended up down here.
Oh, okay. What, you fucking take the wrong bus?
Hello, sir. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's exactly it, man.
Hello, sir.
Take a fucking Amtrak right up your mother's ass.
Hello, sir. Mr. Studio Guy.
Mr. Studio Guy.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Bro, if I said I was going to record for a band, it was probably because I thought they were cool and I wanted to do them a favor, maybe.
Dude, look,
man.
What do
you mean do them a favor? Why would you ruin their fucking sound?
Dude, let's wrap it up, man. I'm hungry.
A bad demo? What's that? How the fuck's that going to help anybody?
Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Tell you, bro.
Oh, God, this shit's good.
Hey, Mr. Studio Guy, man. We got to wrap it up, you know?
Wrap it up.
Yeah. All right.
Wrap it up. Both of you, wrap it up. Come on.
All right.
Wrap.
Oh, God, this shit's good.
Hey, mind my asking, but who gave you my number?
Well.
Your boyfriend.
Did he?
Yeah.
I bet he'd do that, wouldn't he?
Well, somebody who fucking loves you, that's who gave it to you.
I really don't know who you got this number from, because I'm not commercial at all, in all honesty, bro.
Well, it's somebody that knows you, obviously. No, he just got your number off a bathroom wall.
Hey, don't shit in my toilet anymore, all right, buddy?
What toilet?
You fucked up my toilet.
I tell you what, did you give Matt Faggot a blowjob in the bathroom on his birthday?
Oh, dude, I forgot so much about that, dude. Thank you for reminding me.
Okay, cool. You're the guy, right?
Yeah, what he do?
Who's Matt Faggot?
You don't know him. Oh, my God, Jesus Christ.
This guy gave Matt a blowjob, man?
Matt Faggot. Blowjob, man.
Yeah, they call him Matt Faggot, too, huh? Yeah.
What the fuck is his name? His name is Matt. Just left for Cleveland.
He's a gay?
Yeah, everybody calls him Matt Faggot in the pussy parade.
And this guy gave a blowjob.
Actually, I tell you who gave me a fucking number. Some broad down there. Some fucking broad down there. What is her name? Fucking, she got little tits.
Melba.
Fucking blonde hair, little tits.
The only shit I have, man, in all honesty, though, no lie at all, is just for me. It's not like it's commercial or professional or anything. I don't know who said I was great or whatever, but...
Yeah, well, let me do another fucking bump. Hold on a second.
Yeah, we're gonna go, dude. You suck, all right? Later, man.
Hold on a second.
I got one thing for you. Hang on.
Yo.
There you go. I farted in the phone for you, my good friend. Did you hear that?
Farted into the phone?
Yeah, can you try doing that?
Me?
Yeah, do it real quick, man. Make us happy.
I don't really have to fart.
Oh, can you take a piss? Can we listen to it?
You want to listen to me pee?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's hardcore. Columbus hardcore. That's why.
Let's do it. Come on, do it. Let's hear your pee real quick, man.
Columbus hardcore.
I'm laying in bed, man.
So get up, man.
Well, piss your pants. Piss the bed. I heard you're a bedwetter too.
Yeah.
I heard you had a.
I forgot about that.
You got a rubber mattress?
No.
Oh God, this shit flakes. Fucking flakes. Listen to this shit. Oh Lord. Oh,
sounds like you're snorting coke.
Oh my God!
Yeah, right. Buddy.
Scandalous. All right, we're gonna go unless you're gonna take a piss, dude. What's up?
What else do you do at Bernie's? What do you get? Fucking. What do you get? Soda.
Yeah, just hang out. Whatever.
Exactly. It's where you get the fucking good shit at.
Drinking milk.
Milk.
All right. Later, all right, dude. Yeah. Okay, that was weird. Rack lewd, whatever that
get
was.
Get him fucking riled up. What a fucking. Rick.
What a cunt. We got a Bruno Vega Santiago in Puerto Rico.
Alright, let's do it.
Alright. Milkman, give me an update real quick while we do that. What's going on? You said you got a glowworm also waiting to join in here, you say? Is that it, Milkman? Hang on, Rick. I'm going to worry. I'll talk to this redneck guy. With the phone there. Did you heard an answer machine?
A numero
I don't know what I have.
Why is this?
Blah, 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 blah.
Let's do that in Puerto Rico now. Look at that. Wow, Puerto Rico moving up, man. All right, we got Rebecca Vega if you want to hang on.
81 cents. Please enter your destination.
Oh, shit, dude. That guy that we just pranked?
Yeah.
He just called my buddy. I think he knew it was.
You think he knows it was you?
He said he knew it was you.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. Is he really saying that?
Hold on a second. Let me see what it's
doing. All right, you do that. I'm going to get another call here. Hang on, man.
Hello?
Rebecca Vega.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, speak to Rebecca, please. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Rebecca's. Hello?
Who is this?
This is Bruno. Bruno Vega.
Huh?
Bruno Vega.
Are you one of the two Bruno Vega?
No, I am Bruno Vega. I have a problem with someone in your family. They have stolen my burro.
Excuse me, sir. Whom do you want to talk to?
Listen, I don't like you stealing my burro. I use it to run cocaine down the street. Coca?
Hello?
Yeah.
Whom are you talking about?
I am talking about... This is Bruno Vega.
Rebecca.
Rebecca, hello.
Yes.
I am trying to talk to you about something very important. Do you understand? Bruno.
From where are you?
I am from the Big Island. The motherland.
We are from Maui.
Who?
Maui.
Maui Wawi.
Maui?
Mavi Wawi. Are you on a satellite phone there, Rebecca?
And what did you say about?
I want you to shut up, please.
Huh?
Shut up your mouth.
Can I hear you?
Shut up your mouth. Be quiet, please. Okay?
Your burro has stolen my he ate my cocaine. I want my money back.
And we want you to shut up, be quiet. Okay?
Listen, you're not to go cook in the kitchen. That's your job. Donkey show.
All right, I'm hanging up on the door. Jesus Christ. You can hear how long it took to get a hold of her.
Like, I'm talking so slow.
I know, because
like,
she's so stupid. It's like, you can hear the echo from her hearing you delayed on the other end, like satellite. It's cause
I know. I was like trying. I was talking slow. Yeah. I'm fucking out of it.
That was a Guam. I almost said Guam. Yeah, me too, man. This show's really fucked up for this show, man. Fucking show, dude. All right, Reclu, man. It's been a good run. Thanks for being on, as always, bro.
Yeah, man. We're going to finish these fucking rails. Try to do some work.
Oh, good luck with that,
oh,
man.
My God. This shit's fucking bomb. Pretty nice, yeah.
Yeah, man. Awesome. Living
so
dream,
anyway,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man. Yeah, bring out that. Let me know when that fucking CD comes out or something.
Yeah, I'll send you a copy, man. You got
cool,
it.
Man.
All right, Reclu. Peace out,
all right,
bro.
Take care, buddy. Yep. Nice hearing from
you. Bye-bye, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, bye.
That was a long conversation with Reclu. That was hours and hours long. Milkman, the toll-free line is now open. If you didn't know, I know. The toll-free line is now open.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man.
And we're out of here. Thanks, everybody. We'll catch you next week. Kidding. We'll leave soon, not yet. You said Glowworm. I know Ted wants to call in. I know Glowworm wants to call in.
Yeah, Glowworm's calling in right now.
That's
He's whining. It's been busy.
All right. Yes, it has been. Yes, it has been. Well, yeah, maybe that's him right there. Let's see. I think it is. Let's check this out, everybody.
I'm on a UK call, man.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's going on, bro?
What's cracking, dude?
Nothing, dude.
That's
how you feel?
You know who this is, don't you?
No, who's it?
This is Glowworm, man.
This is Glowworm, dude?
Yeah, man.
Wow,
yeah.
Man. Wow, you sound all...
It was random.
No, I figured. Dude, they said you were... Milkman said you were calling in, but I couldn't tell by the voice. You usually sound a lot different than that.
Yeah.
So it happened. Congratulations, man.
Appreciate it.
All right, bro. Living the dream. All right, so, hey, you want to call the UK with us?
Sure, man. You know I'm down for whatever.
All right. You know, I heard a call you did the other day on the stream. Very good. Very good,
you
man.
Did? What call was it?
Oh, it was one with the, free. It was a Frida call.
Oh, everybody loves that thing.
Frida, yeah. It was, I want to say it was last night, I think, man. Frida's great, dude. Love Frida. Free Frida.
Later.
Free Frida. You remember we made that crazy bus driver lady laugh?
Last
time
you called
in?
Oh, yeah, I made her laugh, man. Like, dude. Nobody can make her laugh, but I did.
Man. I know. That was funny. And then you did the one where the, where you stole a candy bar or something and you did a roundhouse kick.
Bars and stuff.
Roundhouse kick to the lady behind the counter.
Yeah, and the whole Indian reservation thing.
That's the one. All right.
Yeah, all right. I remember that. Talking about those, like, the hawk and stuff.
Yeah. All right. So, apparently, there's a game... Or they're saying the premise is you can say that there's this game called Susan Gets Raped.
What?
That was sold to my 12-year-old son. So I'm assuming...
What
you,
in the world?
That's what I'm saying.
I have a better idea, okay? I'll come up with my own idea.
All right.
You know I always got ideas on
that. I know you do. And this is in the UK. It's a 24-hour store that's built on, like, this old wasteland, and it smells like shit. Like, the whole the store, the parking lot, everything has a shitty smell that just hangs around. Because
okay.
They built it on this, like, shit land or something like that.
Okay.
And it's in the UK. All right, so here comes Glowworm and the UK call for Nunu and for Milkman. Milkman, congratulations.
Hello, Tesco Hampton. Amanda speaking.
Hello there. Who is this?
Who's that?
Hello, yes. I have a complaint to talk to you about, mister. We have a serious problem. Listen, I came in your store about last week and I bought this computer game. It was called Shoot 'em Up, Shoot 'em Up. Man, I took that game home.
Who did you want to speak to?
I need to speak to somebody, man, because now I have two dead dogs thanks to y'all.
Bye-bye.
What an ass. What an ass that guy.
You
what an ass.
52.
Let me try to call him back.
Enter
Hang on.
Your destination.
All right, I'll start this one.
Alright.
Who's on the line? I think your mom was listening, man.
Did I answer?
Nope. Not again. I got more numbers, though. We got Planet World. I don't know about that.
Planet World.
We got Guam Animals in Need. You want to try that one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, we got the PC outlet also in Guam. And we got Hot Hawaiian Nights, Dancers, and Escorts.
Who are y'all getting these numbers from, bro?
Lonesome Loser, this guy, you know, I don't know if you know him. He confirms like a fiend. Any idea? You want to do the Dancers and Escorts, the PC outlet, or the Animals in Need?
Is it an animal, yeah.
Animals in Need.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Huh?
Who's that?
That's my girlfriend. She's just listening.
What's up, girlfriend?
Just go.
What's up, girl?
Shut up, dude.
Kane Animal Shelter, this is Bridget.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? Hello?
Who's it?
Yeah, my name is TJ, man. What's up? Hey.
Hi.
I have a question.
What do you mean?
I have a question. Look, do y'all do, like, animal control or anything down that way?
No, but I can give you the number for animal control.
I mean,
Can I ask you a question? Because you have, you know, more expertise in this area than I do.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm serious about nut up on some chipmunks in my backyard. I'm dead serious. Like, you know how you can plant cherry trees, huh? I'm about to go outside and get crunk on some chipmunks. I'm not even lying. Y'all better come get these fools. Can you do that? Hello? Hello?
You have...
Oh, I think she was still there. You want to call back, or do you want to do somewhere else?
Then call her back.
All right.
11 seconds.
Oh, we're down to 10 minutes and 11 seconds, my friend. Card and poster.
Nah, I don't play hanging up on me.
I don't like, I don't appreciate that.
I know I don't.
Tell him, Glowworm, man.
I'm black. I got low patience.
Gate Animal Shelter, can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. She hung up on me. All I did was ask her for her number to animal control. That's all I did.
734-3942.
What is it? 734-3942. Ma'am, why are you getting so hostile?
I'm not. I'm in the middle of doing something. I'm trying to give you the number, and why don't I just give you the number? You write it down.
I'm trying to, ma'am, but you yelling at me like this. It's not working.
Ma'am,
I'm not yelling at you, sir.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm about to get crunk on some chipmunks in my backyard because they chewing up everything.
Can you conference call us, please, with the animal control?
Can you patch your student in? Because this problem has to stop.
No, I cannot patch you through. I do not have a patch through line.
Oh, man. Y'all need to get with the high-tech program up in here.
Come on, hit flash, and then...
Shut me up, dude. You got the money and the funds. Bring it on.
Three-way call.
As a matter of fact, my uncle is Hugh Hefner, so I can roll that way.
That's right. I sure do.
Do it for us, because we can use all the help we can up here. And if you want to come up and volunteer your time, we'll be more than happy to put you to work.
Volunteer? We talk about volunteer.
I'm trying to get rid of some chipmunks. I ain't trying to do no community service up in here.
You liberals. What are you talking about, volunteer?
Department of Agriculture.
Agriculture? We're not trying to plant trees. We're trying to get rid of some chipmunks.
Ma'am, can you please transfer us to that department?
No, I cannot.
Well, you said...
What is this?
I do not have a transfer for that.
You said it's your Department of Agriculture. Put us to the Agriculture Department, please. We can wait to transfer.
There is no transfer.
Here goes the waiting music. Ma'am, listen.
Mama,
listen. All we want is the number of the animal control.
Mom. No one's answering that number I tried on my backup line because I have money and I have 5 lines. She <Sure. laughs>
Enter your destination number now. Man, I miss doing this, man.
Oh, my. Oh, man. I got 5 lines. Like a motherfucker has said that. Like it's something
Carlito.
Shit.
Carlito.
Yeah, what's up?
I miss doing this, man.
I heard you, man. That's awesome. Dude, our phone card is dead, Milkman. Do you have the old number there still, Milkman? Oh, bro.
I said a $5 card. You don't have to start using it, man. The same thing in last week when you had the call.
Get crunk on some chipmunks, man. That's crazy. All right, dude. You want to do some more?
Crunk.
If you want to do some more, I'm going to have to put you on hold while I try to find the phone card.
As a matter of
fact, I want to hear a Fleeta. Can he hear me?
No.
You want me to come back on? Just have me and holler at me. I'll come back.
Oh, if you give me like 20 seconds, I'll have it here, man.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right.
Doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, I know. Well, don't start yet because I'm going to tell you who we're going to prank in the meantime.
Who we calling?
I don't know who we're going to call. Hang on. Where's that at? Machiavelli. We got the PC outlet, too, that we can try calling.
You know what, man? I think I'm going to head out for the night.
All right, man. Well, thanks for being on, dude. All right.
Yeah, you know.
Thank
I'll
you.
Call back.
We enjoy prank calls, man.
Hey, you know what? I'm thinking about getting my show back again.
You should, man.
I'm thinking about it.
Because you were better than all them people, man. All of them.
I know.
You should come back and claim
I tried to tell my girlfriend about all this and the big following I had. She didn't want to believe me.
Really?
She on the phone. Tell her how it was.
So
she's on mute, so she ain't going to say nothing.
Yeah, she's all shy. She's all shy and stuff. That's cool. Is she white?
Huh?
Is she white?
Why does it matter? Why is color an issue with
Milkman's asking. Milkman's asking. He wants to
Milkman, don't listen to Milkman. Right. He's the wrong person to talk to about me.
All right, okay, man. Keep it a secret. That's fine, man. People just going to speculate.
Let them speculate.
Okay. Speculation.
I like having haters. They believe I'm doing something right.
That's right. Hey, if you don't have haters, you're doing something wrong, my friend.
Exactly. And I got a lot of haters, and I'm doing everything right.
Every day I get a new hater, man.
No, you don't.
I don't. All right, bro. See you later, man. Thanks, Glowworm. Take care of yourself, kid.
Holla.
Yes.
Milkman, the first thing we're going to do when the show's over, we're going to have a conference, okay? So, me and you are going to, I'm going to have a long conversation with you and your future with us, okay? You understand, Milkman? And I want Jen Stewart around for that, too, so you get ready, young man. Hang on, we got a caller, Milkman.
Hello, Manhouse Radio, you're on air.
Hello?
Hey, Ted, what's up, man?
What's up?
Not much. Milkman, ban him or keep him. What do you say?
Ban who?
Milkman.
Oh, Milkman. Man, he ain't nothing but a bitch.
Nah, I see.
Get
one
rid of that fool.
One vote against Milkman. Yeah.
I'm just playing.
Yeah, I am too. He thinks
Milkman,
I'm being
you know I love you.
We all love you, Milkman. So you're able to get through on the second line I gave you or the toll-free line? I must have blocked you from the toll-free line for some reason. I don't understand why I would have done that.
You
don't
hate me. You don't want me to call your show.
No, I blocked, like, other ex-hosts and stuff like that because it got a little annoying after a while. And I've slowly let them back on the mothership, but yeah, we'll see.
It's because of the California crazy fucker.
Oh, because of crazy fucker. I think we banned the whole city of where we live. Yeah, we banned the whole area code because crazy fucker. I think that's what it was. He lives in the same city you do. Yeah, he does. He does, actually. Yeah, he has a San Jose number. It's a cell phone, but it's a San Jose number. He must live really close to you. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, it is, man. Do you know his number?
Yeah, I do. You know, he's probably listening. You want to try? Yeah, I can try to call him if you want. I got his number right here, actually.
Is that the guy who you call and talks like this? The fucking...
George W. Bush and this and that. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, that guy.
That's crazy fucker, yeah.
You banned him from your show, though, right?
I had to stop calling because he would call in, but he would just talk for like a half hour, and he wouldn't stop talking, and we're like, oh, man, I mean, it's getting kind of bad, so. He went crazy. He went a little, he got a little touched, Ted, you know, a little touched. It happens. It happens with our listeners sometimes. After a while, they just go, you know, nut bunnies.
Yeah, I know. We just get enamored and starstruck.
Yeah, huh. You know me. Me and my God, I've had a really rough show tonight, man. Like, number-wise and just quality-wise. I know it's not the best.
That was totally cool that Glowworm called in, because he hasn't been, like, doing pranks for a long time. It's good to hear it.
Yeah, Glowworm calls in every once in a while. He's good friends with Milkman off-air, so Milkman, every once in a while when he's able to, he calls in.
Yeah, I've been trying to get him.
Yeah, we're trying to get him to get more involved.
He wants to do a show.
Yeah, Milkman says he wants to do a show. Never know. He's a funny, funny guy. He's done a lot of... We've had him here a few nights where he's just done like almost like an hour with us, like we did with Reclude before. He's just kind of sat with us and pranked for a while. It's kind of fun. That's what I'm kind of doing tonight. Just I don't feel in a pranking mood, so I kind of let everybody else kind of pitch in. I think it's been working out. Not bad. Better than nothing. Ted, you want to do a prank call, man?
Sure.
We've got Bonnie Bouncer just confirmed in England, Stockport, England.
Sounds good.
Okay. We also have Hollywood Nails in Guam, and we've got a PC outlet in Guam also. So, any ideas or anybody out there? What do you say? Anything?
Let's call the PC outlet in Guam.
All right, the PC outlet in Guam. All right, it'll be an extended hold because I need to scratch the new phone card number, and I'll be right back with that. All right, Ted?
You know what, though? I have...
Yeah, because that car's going to burn fast.
I could just conference it with Skype.
Well, hell, if you can. You want me to just send you the numbers then?
Yeah, but like when we hang up, it'll hang up on me because Vista's a piece of shit.
Oh, right. That sucks.
I'll just have to dial you back when the call's over.
Yeah, that's fine. Just do that. I'll close the toll-free line so no one else can get through. That's fine.
Okay.
No problem. That'll give me some time. We'll do it for this one, and then I'll try to get my setup back to normal. All right, Ted Webb, that is you, and I'm pasting. There you go. Okay, we'll hold on here while you do that, then. All right. Let's see if this works out.
Get them digits.
Yo, what's crack-a-lack? This the king of the motherfucking West Coast. Hanging out with my nigga Nemo.
I sent you the wrong one. That's right.
You know what time it is. Hang West or nothing, motherfucker.
I got the outlet. I got the outlet.
Okay.
Bye.
I have a problem with the computer I bought there. Okay. Okay, there's a message flashing on the screen. I visited a website. And I got a pop-up. Okay. And it just keeps playing this scene, this very graphic scene that's bothering me, and I want to get rid of it. Okay. Yeah. So, okay, can I tell you what the image is that's playing on the screen?
All right, sure.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing, but... It's a picture of a dog eating an apple, and then there's a woman having sex with a couple guys. Okay. Yeah, so I got to get rid of it. Actually, my wife is going to come home any minute, and if she sees this on the screen, I think it's going to be the end of it.
Okay, so you can't, so it's still playing up to now?
Uh-huh.
Did you click X?
Click X? What do I...
It's showing a video.
Do I put the mouse on the X key? What do you mean?
It's showing the video right now. You're showing the video right now, right?
Yeah, the dog is barking and chasing the apple, and this woman's giving one guy a blowjob while, I don't really want to talk about that. Okay, so... I'm moving the mouse on the keyboard, and I'm putting the mouse on the X key. Now what do I do?
Did you click X on the top? There should...
Okay, I put the red light of the mouse on top of the X. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
And I'm shining...
Click it?
I'm shining the red light on the X, and I'm pressing the button, and nothing's happening.
Okay. Did you try getting out of the internet? Get out of it?
Get out of the internet?
Are you in the internet right now?
No, I'm in my room, but I don't understand what you mean. How do I get out of the internet? Try this here. Now, you said click the X button, right?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Bring the X cursor to the all the way in the top where it has the X.
Uh-oh. I think my wife is home. Shit. Oh, shit, I gotta get this off the screen. Holy fuck. Sir? Sir?
Hello?
He won't get off the screen. My wife is coming in the door. Fuck. Wait, I think I got rid of it. Oh, now the screen won't come back. Can I return the computer to the store?
Did you purchase it from us?
Yeah, but I kind of smashed the screen a little bit. Is that under warranty?
No.
Yes?
No.
Well, it's defective.
Well,
it doesn't
so you
work.
Broke the
no,
well,
I
broke
didn't break
screen.
The screen. You told me to do it to stop the image. You told
Excuse me.
To me? You told me to do it.
I didn't tell you to break the monitor.
Yeah, you did.
No.
You couldn't help me with the X. What's that?
Hello?
Yeah, I was trying to click the X like you said, and it didn't work, so my only recourse was to break the screen. because now my wife can't see it, but there's like stuff oozing out of the screen. So I'm going to bring it in and return it, okay? Can I get a refund?
Well, sir, you did break it.
No, I didn't. You broke it. You told me to break it.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No.
I'm going to tell your manager you told me to break it because you couldn't help me.
Well, sir, I told you to click it on the X with your mouse cursor, then you bring it up to the X and you click it.
That's what I did. That's what I did, and the screen broke. Mm-hmm. Can I talk to your manager?
No, she's not in right now.
Oh. Yeah, what are we going to do about this?
Well, sir, how did the monitor break? You just...
It broke because I tried to click the X and it didn't work. So I took the end of my shoe and I just, you know, kind of went like that. And that fixed it. You know, the X, the image went away.
So why did you do that?
Because I needed to get rid of the image.
So I didn't tell you to break it. I tore your shoe in it.
You weren't helping me. What's that noise? Sir?
Hello?
Yeah. My wife wants to know why the computer's broken now. What is that?
I don't know. Is it from your line?
No, it's not from my line. But...
No, it's not from mine either.
Can you talk to my roommate about why the computer's broken?
Because I'm not sure.
He wants me... Okay, hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is it?
And this is PC Outlet?
Yo, man, I just talked to my roommate. He said that you told him to break my computer.
Well, actually, sir, I didn't tell him to break the computer. He was asking me, like, you want to get this image off the screen, right?
How much you weigh?
Pardon?
How big are you? Can you lift a lot of weight?
No.
All right, then. So you're going to have to listen to me. You're going to replace this computer... You understand me?
Okay.
All right, we're replacing. I'm bringing it in for a refund.
Did you purchase it from us?
Mm-hmm.
When did you actually purchase it from us?
When?
Yeah, when?
Hold on, let me look at the bottom of it. Look at the bottom of it. Says manufactured in 1992.
Uh-huh. So you have your receipt with you?
Uh-huh.
What does the receipt say?
Are you a big man? How big are you?
I don't have to answer that. Wait.
I just want to know if you're going to whoop my ass, that's all.
No, no.
All right, because I got to rectify the situation with this computer. That's what I got to do.
Well, your roommate's asking me.
I got to write my. I got to write my dissertation. I'm working on my graduate degree. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm writing about
dissertation.
How ignorant people in computer stores can cause major damage to the United States of America. That's my thesis.
Okay.
All right, so, now let me tell you something. if I don't get this computer fixed within the next 10, 15, 20 minutes, maybe even by tomorrow, the world is not going to be privy to my research, and that's going to be a problem.
Okay.
You don't seem to be helping me, fool. What capacity you work? You got somebody over there that knows about computers, has some technical knowledge?
Well, what's your problem?
I want to know how to fix the screen.
Well, how's the screen like? Is it cracked or?
Hold on. Let me take a look at it. Let me get a good look at it here. There's one, two, three, four, five, six.
There's green stuff on it right there.
Seven pieces. It's in seven pieces right now.
There's some green stuff on it out there.
Now what you talking about, woman?
There's some green stuff over there in the corner.
You said green stuff?
There's some green stuff there in the corner.
That's for dinner, bitch. That's for tomorrow.
Oh.
Get your ass back up there and shut your mouth.
Motherfucker.
Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it.
Motherfucker.
What you say to me?
Motherfucker.
I'm going to take this computer. I'm going to stuff it up your asshole.
Motherfucker, bitch.
Now, I'm in the prison of polite company. Don't make me cuss you, woman. Hold on. Yo, what's your name again? Didn't catch your name. I didn't catch your name, sir. What's your name?
It's just Nick.
It's just Nick. See, you already afraid that I want to know your full name. All right. Now let me tell you what happens when Lucretia don't listen to me. All right, this is what's going to happen. Lucretia.
Yeah?
Did I ever tell you about some new shoes I got last week?
What new shoes?
These shoes, bitch.
That was the worst old black lady impression I've ever done. I totally stomped over that call. It was great though when you're saying what you gotta write your dissertation for graduate school. Like, yeah. Oh man. Excellent, dude.
American College for Negroes.
Yeah, Milkman was saying it was the American College for Negroes. Whatever. Do you know how Milkman over here? No, what the hell? Oh, that's right. Ted said we're gonna lose him.
Ted, we'll call back in, I'm sure, and then we'll do, like, maybe one more prank call.
He always calls back. He always calls right back.
He does. We'll do one more call, and then we'll probably end the show. Because it's 1 o'clock in the morning, man. Hello.
Good sir.
Like I told you, it's going to hang up on me.
And I forgot, and I was like, Ted hung up on me. The milkman said, wait. No, I knew. I remember. Hold on. Did you call it your
computer? No, I said that.
Did you call it your computer?
Stomp the phone, man.
My computer.
I thought it sounded like you said your compute for a second. I was like, my compute. Like, that's it.
You know, my compute.
I'm so lazy, I can't say the R. I just said my compute.
That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. I thought you said that at first. I was like, oh, that would be kind of funny. All right. I think I found the phone card here. I can test it here so you don't have to worry about getting disconnected. We've got an automotive clinic in Guam also. And Lonesome Loser had...
Guam number? Is it early there or something?
It's like, I'd say probably 3 p.m. right now or something like that. I don't know.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, 4, maybe 5. But it's Saturday, I think, right now, though. I don't know how it works, dude. No, it's still Friday. They're in the future. Way in the future. Some retarded time in the future. I've got numbers in England also here from Lonesome Loser. Personal people, as well as the Dandy Cock Inn in Stockport, England.
I guess, how early is it there?
Right now, over there, it's 6 hour difference, I believe.
6 hours,
so it is 7 a.m. right now.
I guess that's not too early.
They better wake up now. they will wake up. Or we can try the automotive clinic, whatever you think, man.
Yeah, we could do automotive.
All right, let's
I don't know if they'd be open at 7 in the morning.
Well, this is in Guam, so they're going to be open.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah, sure.
Yeah, they're definitely open still. Oh, my laptop battery's dying. Shit. I'll have to shut that off. All right, hang on, Ted and everybody else. The next prank call tonight's coming right up, man. This is Guam Automotive Clinic.
Sweet.
How much you weigh?
What you bench for?
Crap. Ted, I think I'm gonna end the show, man. It's getting late. It's 1 o'clock. It is time. Hey, thanks for calling in, Ted, though. That was a good call.
I thought it was a good show.
You think so? Good. Yeah, average. I don't know. I didn't do anything. Let me clear the beeping. Hang on. Freaking rude of me. I didn't do much work tonight at all. I kind of let everybody else do the show, and I don't mind doing that every once in a while. Once a month is good to let people kind of do their thing, and it kind of worked out. Especially Glowworm, man. Funny kid.
Yeah.
Talented breaker.
Oh, you're breaking up. Or I'm breaking up.
Someone's breaking up. You there now? Hear me?
Break it up? Yeah, I can hear you.
Breaking it up? You were going to say something?
I forgot.
Okay. That's okay. All right, Ted, man. Are you going to be on tomorrow night, or are you off again?
Oh, I'm going to be on.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. And that is Ted's...
Yeah, everyone... Why are we so hooked on the Eastern time thing?
I don't know. I don't know. We've always been Eastern time. I don't know. I mean, that's... I've always said that was the most universal time in America. Don't people... Aren't you guys used to...
Oh, yeah, because of New York.
Yeah, exactly. But aren't you... You guys are used to having to do that time change a lot in your head, right? Do you always have to be like, okay, Eastern time, so that's wobble on my time? Do you do that a lot? Because we don't ever worry about that here.
Yeah, I always have to do that. Actually, because everyone I work with is on the damn East Coast.
Oh, really?
So they're always like, man, what time you guys start work? I was here at 9 o'clock. And it's like, yeah, well, that's fucking 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock in the morning for you, yeah. So you work, your workers are like online and stuff like that? Co-workers?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
A lot of them I've never met in real life and probably never will. Isn't that messed up?
Yeah, the world is like that now, isn't it, you know? You can make your living working with people you'll never meet in your life. They live so far away.
I've had arguments with people I've never met in real life. Like over the phone and through email, how awkward that is.
Mm-hmm. Well, were you getting stressed out by a person that you've never met in person and probably will never meet in person, you know, and you're like, dude, crazy.
It's so awkward because, like, there are things that we do with body language to try and make up with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like gestures or whatever.
We can't do that on the phone.
Slapping them on the ass.
Grabbing their cocks real quick. Give them the what for?
Give them the conciliatory reach around.
You know what I think will change the world? If one day a method of transportation as convenient as the car can get you... You know how now you can work outside of a city? You know, you could... You know, within... you can commute yourself from the suburb to the city. They can make it so, like, you could commute from your house in San Jose. You could work in, I don't know, like, New York and be home, like, within an hour. You know, if there was ever any type of really fast transportation like that people could take daily and afford it, make it as affordable as driving a car is, I think that would change the world.
Yeah, we need teleporters.
Teleporters or something, yeah. Or just big, fast tubes that we all use.
Like the ones at the bank?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, like in Futurama, they show that in the intro, people travel in these tubes kind of thing. That'd be something. We'll work on that, Ted.
Work on the tubes.
The tube system. The internet is a series of tubes. All right, Ted, man. Have a good show tomorrow night. I'll be around listening.
All
right. All right, man. Take care of yourself. Thanks for calling in, man.
Bye-bye.
Ted, everybody. Give it up for... You know, Milkman, it's been a great show. And I think we're going out with a blast here. Milkman, what is all that noise in the background? Hello?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's probably the fan. I don't know, man.
Yeah, the fan's going crazy. Milkman, get us, take us out of here real quick, man. It's the
nighttime. No, my comment on the Eastern time zone, the reason that we use Eastern time zone so much here is that most of our listeners are on East Coast.
Yeah, I think we do have most listeners are
so
on
that's
East
why,
Coast.
Yeah, almost like 90% are very close to it, you know, somewhere in the Central zone.
I can't
nothing
imagine.
Against West Coast. It's just a reference to the most people that listen.
I can't imagine actually living in Pacific Standard Time. It'd be kind of weird, to be honest with you. You know, like a lot of the stuff that happens live, it's actually happening 3 hours earlier than, I don't know, it would be weird. I've never had to stay a long time in an odd time zone, so it might be weird, I think.
Well, just remember, like, whenever you're having supper, everybody is going to bed.
Well, so right now for Ted, it's 12, 11, 10 o'clock at night, dude. That'd be so awesome if it was still 10 o'clock at night. I get a decent night of sleep still. Awesome.
Yeah, it just got dark.
Yep. All right, dude.
Well, actually, it was a really good show, man. I mean, we had a good mix. Had a lot of great guests. Very impressive comeback with Reclude. A surprise return of the Glow Room.
Yeah. Dude,
and Head comes in and steals the show, man.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all, dude. You know what? I'm in the mood for some pumpkin pie, man. I don't know why. I'm just thinking about pumpkin pie.
Cool, man. That sounds great, man.
Dude, it's almost that time of year. We're about 2 months away
from... I like to have some chocolate pudding, man.
We're about 2 months away from the start of pumpkin pie and stuff like that. October, that's when that starts. You know what I mean?
Halloween, man. That's right, man.
It starts getting dark earlier,
that's
man.
That's right. Man.
We're getting there, and then...
That's right, my favorite time of year, Halloween.
Oh, yeah, and then you get your Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah, but I really like to have that chocolate pudding, man.
Chocolate pudding.
I like to take and dip my hair in it, yeah, and it gets rid of all my split ends, man.
I didn't know you could do that for split ends, dude. That's kind of cool. Chocolate pudding, huh?
Yeah, I didn't chocolate pudding, you didn't know that? Yeah, if you got...
I'd end up eating my hair.
Well, I mean, you know, that right there is like, you know, the nice thing is, you know, you kind of lick it clean or whatever, you know, but no, really, man, it doesn't come on split ends, man. Chocolate pudding, man.
Yeah, well, thank you to everybody who called in tonight. That would be Reclude, Jonathan, Ted, and the kid. What's his name?
Glowworm.
Glowworm, thank you. Thank you to Lonesome Loser, Nunu for numbers, Poop sent in numbers. We didn't call at 7-Eleven, I'm sorry. We weren't able to do that. Anybody else? Who contributed tonight? Lonesome Loser already said you. Everybody who listened. Not many listeners tonight. I'll be honest with you. I'm not too happy with you all. You're letting things slip. Letting things slip a lot. Like,
we had a high of 75, man.
That's not good enough. If Zoar can get 75
I know,
people,
I really
there's
want
something.
To get up to 100 again,
yeah,
man.
There's no excuse. I hold you all responsible for tonight. It was a good show, dude. It was a good show. Milkman, you know
actually,
what?
Actually, man, it was great participation, man.
I've got bad news, dude. I would love to play a Phil Henry bit next, but I don't have a Phil Henry bit to play. Let me see if I can find one.
We'll play an old one.
No, I don't know of any. I mean, I have a bunch of them that I haven't heard yet. There's one called...
Hold on, play something. Here's.
I don't know. We always play Phil Henry a bit. I think people might be let down.
We like that. Play one, any of them.
I'd have to pull one at random, then. I don't know if it's going to be funny or not.
Pull one at random. It doesn't matter,
see,
man.
There's peas.
As soon as you start talking, it'll be funny.
Peas in a Pool. We already saw that one. There's Renting Adult Movies, Retarded Security. I don't know. What is
Retarded Security sounds good.
Retarded Security? You sure? I hope that's not stupid. Let's see how long it is. That's only 17 minutes. And
Phil Henry, stupid. Come on, man.
Some of the bits are not that good. Some of them are good. Some of them are not that good. All right. Well, anyway, there'll be a Phil Henry bit or two coming after this. If one starts off crappy, I'll change it. Don't worry. Anyway, we're out of here. We'll be here next week. We didn't even give out the website or anything this week. MadhouseLive.com is where you can reach us, subscribe to the podcast. And also, like I said, by next week, the CD will be on sale. You think anybody will buy a Madhouse CD? You think it's even worth it, man? I'm going to be printing the...
Of course, man.
I'm printing the CD covers. It's designed. I'm printing the CD covers on Saturday. I'm going to Kinko's and getting...
You know what you could do.
I'm getting some CD covers printed and...
People that are willing to pre-order by email, you could give them a like a dollar off coupon, and then after that it goes back to regular price.
Yeah. Yeah. We got someone online real quickly. Bass says the Pacific time zone is tough when most people are on the East Coast. So yeah, I guess that's true. That's the way it is. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, Milkman, you got a point. Maybe just to gauge how it's going to go. I don't care. No matter what, I'll make the CD, even if I just make it to give out to people for free or whatever. But hey, if you could buy one or two, if you could buy one, if anybody out there wants to buy one, I'm going to sell it for like $5, maybe something really cheap, nothing expensive. I'll throw in the shipping.
We ain't trying to make a retirement payment or anything. We just want to share laughs with you because you guys have to come up with the ideas and, you know.
Well, you doing that lets us buy...
And people that early adopt,
yeah, well,
then you get a discount.
Instead of just asking for money and stuff like that, we say, hey, we'll give you our CD. You give us like $5, and that'll pay for a phone card for a whole show, man. That'll let us pay. You know, that'll pay for the toll-free line, for the phone card, for the web hosting costs, stuff like that. So that's all we do it for. Instead of just asking for donations, we say, hey, buy this from us. It's quality prank calls. It's funny. Carlito will sign it. Milkman will dip his balls on and on top of it. There we go, man. Cool. So, Milkman, I'm sending you...
My bald head.
Milkman, I'm sending you 20 copies of that to sign yourself, okay? And then you'll mail it back to me, and then,
cool.
And then I will sign every single
CD. Excellent.
Signed by Milkman and Carlito.
You know what I want to do, really, man?
What?
Is take a picture of the shoebox full of phone cards are overflowing.
Really?
Get a rough count of how many $1,000 I've spent over the years providing phone cards for KDK and just about anybody that needed one.
Everybody.
And all the madhouse calls.
That's right. You've provided phone cards for a lot of people, dude. A lot of fun. Man, round of applause for Milkman.
Hey, $5 or $10 a week for how many years, man? Do the math.
Yeah. 12 times 5 is 70. That's a year right there. No. 5 a week,
and then
52.
How many in a week?
Yeah,
sometimes several weeks.
5 times 52 is 260. Is it really? Wow, dude. 2,000.
And that's only if I had $5 cards. I'd buy $10 cards and sometimes burn up 2 cards.
You do a lot.
For 7 a week.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're out of here, everybody. Next week we'll be on again. This is Madhouse Radio. MadhouseLive.com is the website. Podcast, newsletter, CD. All coming up and being updated
right,
by this week.
Don't forget, man, join into the newsletter and keep up with the going-ons in the Madhouse, man. Get your back rooms sidetracked. Go to www.madhouselive.com.
Milkman, have your conscience.
I want to thank
Milkman, you should be quiet.